Dave and Tom continue their discussion of occult invasion next week. Be sure to join us. This is Search the Scriptures Daily, a radio ministry of the Berean Call. Still to come, answers to your questions in Contending for the Faith. And in Understanding the Scriptures, Dave and Tom will resume their discussion of God's salvation. I'd like to remind you that in addition to this radio program, we publish a monthly newsletter, which we make available free of charge. We also produce and distribute a variety of materials, including books, video and audio tapes, and other items to encourage the serious study of God's Word. For a complete list of materials, or to get a copy of today's broadcast, contact us at P.O. Box 7019, Bend, Oregon, 97708. Call us at 800-937-6638, or visit our website at www.thebereancall.org. Ask for program number 0330, and be sure to mention the call letters of this station. We'll repeat this information at the end of the program. Now, Religion in the News, a report and comment on religious trends and events being covered by the media. This week's item is from the San Diego Union-Tribune, with the headline, Class Achieves Harmony with Feng Shui. The scent of strawberry incense wafts through the air. New Age music fills the room, and a soft light glows from the lamps on 32 cloth-covered tables. A small electric waterfall generates a soothing, stream-like trickle. Gauzy green curtains fastened with satin ribbon hang from the windows, and delicate wind chimes catch an occasional breeze. This is not the interior of a spa, cafe, or meditation room. Rather, this is the setting of Vince Riverall's sixth-grade classroom at Keeler Middle School in San Diego's Lomita neighborhood. Riverall is among a small but growing number of educators who have turned to the ancient Chinese practice of feng shui to bring peace, prosperity, and perhaps a bit of cliché California style to the classroom. The practice of living in harmony with one's surroundings focuses on harnessing positive qi, or energy, and dispelling negative qi. The arrangement of furniture, the placement of a window or door, the addition of a mirror, and the careful selection of colors can help promote better health, wealth, and relationships, according to the practice that dates back 3,000 years in China. Feng Shui has become trendy with architects, interior designers, spiritual seekers, and celebrities. And as Americans build stronger economic, cultural, and political ties to Asia, mainstream society has borrowed more and more of the ancient Asian disciplines. So, it was only a matter of time before Feng Shui made it to the often chaotic public school system, said Shelley Deegan, a psychic and feng shui consultant, whose new course, Feng Shui for Teachers, will be offered at Southwestern College this summer. I have feng shui'd several of San Diego's schools, Deegan said. What we have found is that when feng shui is introduced to a classroom, the energy is better and the kids are learning. They are retaining the information. Our environment truly affects us. And although they can't point to any studies, both Riverall and Principal Mary Louise Martin are convinced that the introduction of feng shui to the school setting has improved academic achievement. Sixth grade student Gregory Simmons agrees. At 12, he's a feng shui convert. I feel more relaxed here than in any other classrooms, he said. I just work better here.
Dave, feng shui, how's it work?
Well, probably it doesn't work in most cases. Before we get to that, what concerns me a great deal, well, I hate to use the term, but it makes me just a little bit angry. This is occultism, yet it's being brought into the classroom. You can't bring Christianity in. You can bring in North American Indian witchcraft down in Lassen County, Northern California. They're putting up totem poles now, and the children are celebrating the spirits that are Indian spirits that are guiding them and protecting them and so forth. Feng Shui is based upon this same idea, the qi or chi. You find some of it in martial arts, gets involved with acupuncture. It's the idea that this, the Tao, this universal force,
right, the yin yang,
is in all of us, right? Mm-hmm. And you need to realign it and so forth. It's one of many theories. Now, first of all, it's nonsense.
Mm-hmm. Well, Dave, let me just interject.
All right.
The idea here that God is not personal, that it's
right.
a force out there, mm-hmm. that he's a mind, I mean,
right.
this relates back to the mind sciences, what we talked about
right.
in our first article.
Right. But it isn't true. It's nonsense. On the other hand, you can have a placebo effect. The article says they don't have any studies, no proof, no scientific evidence, but they all feel that it works.
Mm-hmm.
Well, this is like the placebo effect. Mm-hmm. You give a sugar pill to somebody, tell them, it may stop their headache or whatever.
Well, the classroom's certainly nicer after doing all of these things to it than it was prior to that. So,
but this is occultism. So you're either going to have nothing will happen, or it's in their imagination, you have a placebo effect, or you could now begin to believe in this force,
mm-hmm.
and that will open the door to the occult. As an example, we've mentioned, I think, in the past, Phil Jackson, former coach of the Chicago Bulls, now coaching the L.A. Lakers. And Horace Grant tells how when he was with the Bulls there in Chicago, he would walk into the locker room and it is clouding with clouds of incense, which Phil Jackson has. He's driving out the evil spirits so the team will be focused. Now, if you try to bring the gospel, you know, impose the gospel on your team, that is not to say that there aren't some Christian NBA coaches who can share the gospel individually, but now he's imposing this on the whole team. His North American Indian witchcraft beliefs and so forth, his Zen Buddhist beliefs, they call him the Zen master, and a lot of publicity about how Zen is going to help the Lakers and so forth. Now, we're bringing this into the public schools. This is an occult idea from the East, from Eastern mysticism. You can't bring Christianity in. Oh, that's a religion. Ah, but this is culture now. So we have a misunderstanding, and I'm concerned that it's opening the door for a lot of people to enter into the occult. This is a first step.
Right.
Then they will get in deeper.
Well, Dave, from our perspective, this does have an interesting ending, something that we'd agree with. This program was shut down. But it wasn't shut down, I believe, for the right reasons. It was shut down because they had people from the fire. The district code enforcement officials got wind of what was going on, and nothing they did in there was up to code.
Mm-hmm.
So they cleaned it out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, as you say, for their own reasons.
Right.